Welcome to the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Dating Mastery for Women. I'm Cami Ellen, your host, and I am so glad that you're here with us today. So each day during this virtual summit, you will learn tips and tools from our world-class experts on all things related to dating and attraction. This wisdom will help you date and relate with unshakable confidence and become a woman who can inspire a great love. We're standing for you to create nothing less than lasting, luscious love, your ultimate love life makeover. So today, I am happy to introduce my next guest expert, Mike Goldstein. He's going to be talking today with me on the topic of four shifts that will get you love in 90 days without dating men who disappear or won't commit. I talk to so many women who've experienced this, and this can be so frustrating. So if you're ready to end this pattern for good and find love in the next 90 days, you are in the right place, so listen up. But before we dive in, let me tell you a little bit more about Mike. So Mike Goldstein is a one-on-one online dating expert and founder of Easy Dating Coach, who helps women and men make dating and relationships easy. He's been featured on the Today Show, The Star Ledger, Reader's Digest, and Shape Magazine. 83% of Mike's clients enter relationships during coaching, and he currently has 100% client satisfaction. He uses data from multiple major online dating sites to ensure his clients typically only need to meet 6 to 8 people to find someone they like. Mike and his clients typically, he says his clients typically get into a relationship in 3 to 4 months of working with him and then use month 5 to 6 on understanding men, setting sexy boundaries and conflict resolution. So I'm so excited to bring on Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Cami, I'm pumped to be here. How are you?
So glad to have you. And I love your energy.
Yes, let's go.
Okay. Yay. So I'm wondering, can you tell us just a little bit about you and how it is that you came to be the Easy Dating Coach?
Oh man, what a great question. Sadly, it has heartbreak. I was in my early 20s and I was in love and I was like, oh, this must be the one, Cami. It must be. And then unfortunately, she started cheating on me with a very close friend.
Oh.
So Cami, I was like leaving my bed, literally crying my eyes out for 3 months. Mm. Finally, I picked myself up and I started reading everything on dating, relationship, sex. And I was like, holy guacamole, I know absolutely nothing about women. So I got to figure this out. So I kept reading, kept studying. I figured out why it happened. Then I got good at dating. I helped 6 of my friends get married. They said, wow, start a company. I built an online dating methodology about 10 years ago, was getting 83% of my clients into relationships. About 3 years ago, that got picked up by the major online dating sites. They're like, oh my God, no one's this successful. Do you mind if we send you our data? I said, of course.
Yeah, please.
I started using their data and then, you know, went on the Today Show, been writing for every publication you can imagine, NJ.com, and it's really taken off. And so it's been wonderful.
Wow, that's a great story. I love it. You were just you were a natural getting your half a dozen friends married, it sounds like, from all of your experience. That's amazing. So we can't wait to share all of your tips and insight with everybody listening and watching. So talking about dating and this thing that happens with women where men are disappearing, aka ghosting, not committing. No, it's something I hear about all the time. And it has some people that I talk with say, I don't even want to use these dating apps anymore. They're just a complete waste of time. I just want to go out into the real world and meet someone that way. So what do you say to people who think dating apps are a waste of time?
Yes, great question. So Cami, you're absolutely right. Dating apps are a waste of time if you are trying to find love. Let's take a step backwards, though. We do know that 1 out of 3 marriages in the last 3 years happen through online dating. So somehow it's happening. But why are dating apps a waste of time? It's pretty simple. let me tell you a story about my friend Lauren. Lauren was like, all right, I'm right outside New York City. There's so many guys. I'm in my 30s. I'm going to make this happen. And she literally was using Bumble and Tinder and going on one date almost every day. She was averaging 5 dates a week. So 5 dates times 4, she did 20 dates a month. She did this for 3 months. She went on 60 dates in 3 months. Could you imagine that?
A busy dater, busy bee.
Busy. She did not find a boyfriend after 60 dates. And so I think everyone's had kind of similar experiences. It's like swipe, swipe, swipe. And then you know nothing about this person.
Yes.
There's 250 characters or so in the profile.
Yes.
And they look good. You show up to the date and, you know, you're looking for XYZ and they have nothing to do with XYZ.
So they're ABC. Is,
what?
They're ABC and you want XYZ.
Yeah, the letters don't match up at all. And so why? Why are we doing this when there's such a more efficient way? If you're using the traditional sites like Match or OkCupid, there's this big profile for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's a match percentage. Like,
yes.
This is amazing. Like, when you can really handpick high quality men based on more substance, mm-hmm. you can start going on better dates and optimizing your time. Like, why are you going to get your hair ready, your makeup done, and go on this date that he's ABC and you want XYZ? No.
So you think that women should be focusing on the Match, the OkCupid, the sites where the person on the other end of the computer puts some substance in there so that you're really getting a little bit sense of the person. And also, they didn't just have to, you know, take 2 seconds to put their picture on an app, but they actually maybe are more serious about dating. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It's very rare when I've seen people get into relationships where there's not much profile. Like on a Match, for example. But when they've taken some time, like there's some effort there. They're looking for a relationship. They want to do this. But if there's nothing done there, like, do they really care?
I agree. You know, it's the profiles where they say, tell us about you. We'll get back to this later. You know, it's like, okay, maybe you're not ready to date, or at least you're not serious yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you said 6 to 8 potential suitors and likely find someone as a boyfriend. So if someone were going on to an app a site like Match.com or OkCupid, how could they improve their odds? So not having to go on those 60 dates that you were just talking about, but going on less dates and having a better chance of meeting somebody who's right for them. What exactly are they changing that's going to increase those odds?
Absolutely. So a lot of women are, you know, staying in their feminine energy and waiting for men to message them, which is wonderful. But we've tracked the data and literally 95% of incoming messages are not right for you. So that means you gotta get 20 messages just to get one guy that makes sense for you. And I'm a math and data guy.
Yeah.
That is freaking nuts. I don't want a 5% chance of getting a half decent date.
Yes.
So not for me. But on the other hand, like, why can't women message and message aggressively? And what I mean by that is, like, so women are like, I don't want to be masculine. The man's supposed to message. Let me explain why that's nonsense. In the online world, until you meet in person, you don't exist as a person. Like, you're just an online figment of someone's imagination. You could be lying about your pictures, lying about age, height. It could just not make sense. You may not even be able to speak English that well. So the object is get your butt in a seat, get his butt in the seat, and see if it makes sense. And so the other part of that is, so now if you're on board with the whole messaging thing, sending like 5 or 10 or no, you can send 50 messages really quickly to men. You with me, Cammy?
50 different men.
All right, Cammy's there. So we're sending 50 messages, asking guys on dates, and then we're expecting somewhere between 12 and 20 to come back, or excuse me, 4 to 20 to come back, depending on a lot of variables. but typically around 12 come back that want to go on a date with you. And of those 12, you pick one, maybe two to go on a date with. And with that, you're going to start going on some high quality dates.
So you're saying it's a numbers game.
Yes, but a strategic numbers game where women message men on a big site with lots of information.
Yeah, what should the content be in the messages that they're sending to the men? What, give us some examples of what they're going to be saying.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. And I'm going to answer really simply. It practically doesn't even matter what you say.
Okay.
And let me explain why. I remember when I did online dating, I'm like, all right, I'm pretty good looking, I think. I should do okay. I got this. I got literally, if I got two messages in a month, I would be doing backflips. I'd be like, I got two messages. Yes.
Yay.
Nothing. It was like a desert out there for me with women messaging. So when I finally would get a message, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm going to read her whole profile. I'm going to analyze every picture. Please tell me I can go on this date. I really want to go on this date. And, you know, if I could, I would. So when a woman messages, you have not much competition versus men messaging women. We know women are getting 2, 3, sometimes 20 messages a day.
Yeah.
Like, there's competition. But when it's coming in, so to answer your question, what to say, I would say, hi, I hope you're doing well. How is your week going? When you get a moment, let me know if you'd like to grab a drink sometime. Cammy.
Simple.
Yes.
Simple and direct.
Absolutely.
And just from what you were saying, I mean, everyone listening, there are men like that out there who are so excited to get your message. Because I think a lot of women have this feeling that, oh, all guys online, they're not serious. They're just players, la, la, la. No, there are great guys online who are looking for a great woman. So just put the messages out there. Don't have to say too much. And he's going to be super excited to hear from you. And if you don't hear back from several out of the 50 that you put out into the world, what's your advice for if the guys don't respond at all?
I mean, for if you do it with my strategy, you don't even care or know, because you've sent 50 and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And so if you get 5 back or 12 back, if you've got 12 good options,
that's fantastic.
You don't care about the 38 that didn't respond or the ones that said, I'm not interested, or called you ugly, or said, whoa, that's forward. Forget that noise.
Yeah.
Who cares about all that noise? We've got 12 guys that are interested in you. Let's focus on those 12 and forget the 38.
That's abundance overload then. That's a good problem to have.
I know. If I could get 12, oh man, I would like, oh, 12 women that wanted me? Are you kidding me? That would be amazing.
Okay, so let's say that a woman has done her messaging. She has some options in the hopper. She's getting ready to go on these dates. Do you recommend that she talk to them first on the phone? Or do you recommend, no, he's interested, you set the date, just go have coffee with him? Or what do you recommend in terms of any pre-qual, so to speak, before going on this date?
Oh, Cammy, phenomenal question. And it really depends on a bunch of variables. So let's pretend, you know, you've got like 4 or 5 options and then you've narrowed it down to like 1 or 2. I'd probably just go on those dates. But if you're like freaking rock star status and you've got like 25 options, you're like, oh my God, I'm stressed out. I don't know what to do. And
yeah.
Like maybe like 10 of them look good. Maybe you do a phone call. Or maybe you're a woman that doesn't feel that comfortable immediately going to a date. You want to do something. Have the phone call. But it has to be an extremely strategic phone call or you're going to lose men.
Okay, tell us about that.
What's all right, strategic phone call.
Yeah.
You're going to say, they're going to say, Cammy, I want to go on a date with you. You're fantastic. And so you write back, awesome. Let's chat on the phone for 10 minutes. And then at the end of that, if it makes sense, we'll set up the date.
Okay, fair enough.
And then you say, I'm free Tuesday or Thursday at 8 o'clock for the phone call. Very important, 2 times, very specific. We all know in today's day and age, if you say, I'm going to call Thursday night, Like, it could happen at 9:15. It could happen at 12. And you don't have your phone there, and or it's too late. It's not happening. So lock down the time. This also proves that the guy's responsible.
Yeah.
He calls you when he says he's going to.
Okay.
We like men that do what they say they're going to do.
Yep.
All right. So he does what he says he's going to do. And what's exciting about the 10 minutes, you're preempting him. He knows that there's a start and an end time to this. You can lose a lot of men that think, oh my God, there's a lot of steps here. Like, I got to do a phone call. Like, that could last 30 minutes, an hour and a half. Like, that's work.
Yeah.
But if I know it's only 10 minutes, it's like, oh, Cammy, I am capable of 10 minutes.
You
I
can handle that. Okay, good. And so it goes well. They set the date. Mm-hmm. So what tips do you have for the woman on the date itself to make sure that at the end of the date, she doesn't get ghosted?
Well, there's a few pieces to that. Let's take a step back. So first, we need women choosing the right men before we get to the ghosting.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Let's get them on the right date. And so the big question is chemistry or compatibility? Like, how do we mix this all in? And so the old way was like, oh, we get there and like the banter's good. And, you know, that's great. But then we've all seen how that ends. Maybe you have sex too early, the guy leaves, or it doesn't last for a lifetime, this great chemistry. So really what I'm more interested in is in compatibility. And so there was a scientific experiment done. Let's talk about attraction. And women were asked to rate a guy on a 0 to 10 scale of attractiveness.
Based on a photo?
A photo.
Okay.
You know this experiment, don't you?
No, I'm just guessing.
Yes, on a photo. So 0 to 10, woman rates a guy a 4. And then gets to talk to him, and he has an amazing personality. They re-rate the attractiveness. 4 turns into an 8.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yep. Terrible personality. 4 goes to a 0.
Yeah.
So what we found is anyone that's 4 or above in attractiveness, let's pursue that.
Okay.
And then we want compatibility of like a 10. So if dates have good conversations, but the chemistry is not still there, give it a chance. It'll warm up.
Okay, that makes total sense. So looking at the profiles online, she sees somebody, seems like we have some compatibility, I'm going to give him a chance. Then she shows up on the date. At the date, the conversation goes well. She has a good feeling about it. So that's a good candidate for a second date.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a first date, but then, you know, if he decides that he wants to continue on the date. So once she's on the date with this guy, that's a 4+, how can she help ensure that she has a good chance of a second date?
So the most important thing and the most attractive quality in either sex when asked by hundreds of people, number one is confidence. Number two is authenticity. So just be yourself, be confident, and be authentic. Like, if you like, I don't know, the card game Magic, just tell them that. Be yourself. Don't try to pretend like, oh, I love the, you know, New York Jets football. And when you don't watch football at all, like, you're not fooling anybody. Just be yourself.
So just be yourself. Be authentic. Should they have any kind of conversational kind of things to pull out of their hat, you know, anything to talk about or what not to talk about? Is there anything they shouldn't bring up?
Absolutely. Obviously, I mean, everyone's heard this before, but never politics, especially right now. I can't tell you how many times people are coming back and like, they talked about Trump and now we're not going on another.
He's out. Yeah.
Like, no politics, like, who cares? Your life partner, like, if they're Democrat, Republican, you can work that out, maybe, unless that's wildly important in your life.
Yes.
I'd rather have a good communicator, someone that, you know, we can work things out.
Yes. Anything else?
Okay. The most important piece, I'd say, if you had fun on the date, is end it by saying, "Cammy, I had the best time on this date. I hope I get to see you again." Now, as a female, after you do that, you've done your job. Now, don't text, don't call, don't email, no smoke signals, nothing. Go away and let the man be the man and call you, text you, invite you on the second date. If he doesn't, awesome. If he does, all right, and you want to go, second date, we did it.
Okay, so on the date, saying thank you, had a great time. Oh, it'd be so great to see you again, or I hope I get a chance to see you again. So then after that, Miss Manners does not need to send a thank you on the dating site or anything else. She did it on the date. Her job is done.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Okay. You nailed it.
Okay. And if she doesn't hear anything, so does she need to drop the hanky in 2 weeks or just to one last little to see if he's, that's it. Just if he doesn't show up, then he's not the one.
Yeah, I don't think you really need to do anything. If you feel the urge in like a week or two, I mean, you can. That's what I call a low percentage shot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe a 2 or 3% chance of that working, but mm-hmm. It's pretty low.
So you're talking about what I'm hearing you say is kind of like the masculine, the feminine for the woman. Because nowadays, a lot of women feel like with their job, their career, they're driving, they're in the masculine, they're making it happen. And then they take that into the dating world and they feel like, okay, so the date was good, so we should meet again. So let's see, do you want to meet again? When? What time? But you're saying, no, be in your feminine energy. You were appreciative. You said thank you. You're receptive. Let him do his job. Let him have the masculine energy. You have your feminine, your receptivity. And if he doesn't respond, move on.
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to get information because you've done your job. You said, I really want to, I had a great time. I hope I get to see you again. So now you've done your job. You have removed his fear of rejection of asking you out again. So he knows that you will say yes. So he's not afraid. And what's important now is what happens in the next few days. Does he invite you? Does he not? This is giving you all the information you need. He either likes you or he doesn't. Like if you text him or if you call him, we don't have any information. We don't know if he likes you or not because you did his job.
Oh.
And I hate that. Like, why wouldn't we want the information? It's so easy. All you have to do is do nothing.
That's so easy. Other things in life should be that easy.
Yeah.
Well, what comes to me when you're talking about that is this concept of being the cool woman, kind of nonplus, sort of not really caring or, you know, not asking too many questions. This concept of being cool. Will being the cool woman get you married?
No. Well, unless you put cool with something else. Let me tell you a story. This happened 2 days ago, and it drove me nuts as a coach. So my client Sam is seeing this guy, and they've gone, we're in about date five, or month six of them dating / us working together. They got together very quickly. Anyway, they're already at the point where like he's over there 4 or 5 times a week. She's paying for groceries for him and all this great stuff. But he's kind of been taking advantage and neither one of them are financially well off.
Okay.
So he's been saying like, hey, can you pick up some groceries from the grocery store? Doesn't help with paying for any of it. He keeps bringing his son over and running, you know, the hot water, the utilities, and her utility bill's going up. He's not helping with any of that. So then the camel that broke the straw's back is then they went to dinner and he ordered the most expensive steak on the menu and the waitress puts the bill at his side and he's like,
Oh no.
So he knew that she was going to pay, and he ordered the most expensive thing with the appetizer, with the salad.
That's like what you're talking about is like, as a woman, that's a dating no-no. When you're on a date, you do not order the most expensive steak on the menu. Okay, so please continue.
Anyway, so she's being the cool chick. She's like, you know, getting the groceries, like, you know, when she sees them, like, have this beer and like blah, blah, blah. And she's like, ugh. If I just be cool long enough, he's going to commit to me. Ah, I know what I'm doing. And I'm like, oh, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And so I think we're all cringing like, oh my God, this poor woman, she's yes. getting taken advantage of.
Yes.
And so being cool is a good thing, but you need your boundaries.
Yes.
And it's wildly important. Like, women have this thought process that if they have boundaries, they're nagging and a man's going to, like, run for the hills. It's the exact opposite. I run for the hills when you have no boundaries. Cammy, you didn't know this about me, but I'm a reform player. I used to gallivant around the town.
Okay, so you're really good to be talking to about this.
Yeah, so when a woman didn't have boundaries, I took advantage. I was a jerk. And took advantage, and then I left when it wasn't worth my time anymore. But on the flip side, a woman who tells me what she needs, I am there. And that's exciting. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, but I'm wondering, so you said at the time, so you or someone else, say a man is at that point where he's just a player, as you say, not really at looking for anything. So just because a woman has her boundaries and speaks what it is that she's needing, so if he isn't ready at the time, doesn't necessarily mean that he'll shift in that moment, right? But either way, it's a win-win, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. You're solving problems by telling, so you know what you need, or if you don't, you spend some time documenting your boundaries so you know very clearly this is what I want in a relationship. And if he can't deliver those things, it's better that you get rid of him like in date two, date three, date four, date five. Because can you imagine you could spend a year, 2 years, maybe even 5 years with a guy that's never giving you the things you want because, frankly, you never made him do it. You never
need to. Yeah.
He didn't need to. He's only going to do the bare minimum unless you ask for more because we're all lazy. Why would we do more than we think we need to? That makes no sense. So if you start demanding good things, you get good things.
I love that. If you start demanding good things, you get good things. And so it sounds like it's very compelling to a man. Even, you know, even if he's not ready for it. I mean, I can imagine, like you, with your own experience, if you dated women back then who had boundaries, but maybe you just weren't ready at the time, you must have had respect for her to be like, wow, well, she really knows what she wants. I can't give it to her, but I respect her.
You know, it's amazing what a good woman with boundaries can accomplish. So I literally was planning to move to the West Coast. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to go on a few more dates. I'm on the dating sites, whatever. I'm out of here. Like, there is no way in heck that I'm going to care about commitment right now.
Yeah.
So I meet what is now my girlfriend that I live with. She's right in there. Anyway, I'm like, all right, I got this. I'm going to try to have sex with her. She says, no way. But she does it in a nice way. Like, we still maybe kissed a little bit. She's like, I don't have sex until I'm in a relationship. Like, it's not happening. But, like, I'm enjoying my time with you. I'm like, cool. So I go on a second date. I'm like, ugh. I'm a professional dating coach. I can do this. Of course, she's got great boundaries and says, no way, Mike, not happening. But at this point, I'm like, you know what? She's pretty cool. I kind of like her. So I go on another date. This time I step it up a little bit. And then at the end of it, we're walking to the car. And she goes, Mike, this was the best date of my life. And I'm like, what? So my girlfriend's absolutely beautiful. She's 5'11", looks like a model. Like, I'm like, come on. Like, I'm sure some guy like took you to Paris and like, I don't know, did something crazy. All I did was take you to the beach and buy you a cocktail. And she's like, no, this was the best date of my life. So at that moment, I was like, this girl's pretty interesting. Like, I bet I could keep her happy because all I got to do is take her to the beach and she's happy. So maybe I could keep her happy for the rest of my life. And that's really what I've been looking for, is I want a woman I can keep happy for the rest of my life.
Wow. That is a take. Okay. Write that down, ladies. That's so, I love what you said, because I think some, when they're dating, they find women to be maybe like, oh, she might be too high maintenance for me, or she might be too expensive, or she might be, you know, all the different things is kind of assessing as you're on the date. But what you just said is, wow, I made her happy. And I think if I made her happy doing that, then you want to make her happy again. And seems like it's, I'm going to be able to keep her happy. And that is a really important thing to pay attention to, ladies.
You know, what's interesting too, is right after that date, I was like, okay, so this was the best date of her life. Let me roll up my sleeves. I am going to do the next date even bigger and better, and I'm going to win her heart.
Wow.
And so that's when I planned this big, extravagant, like long weekend, you know, got reservations at all these different places, got activities for us to do during the day, whitewater rafting, nice restaurants, you name it. I got us planned and booked and everything. I'm like, I'm going to step this up.
And see how it worked out.
Yes, it worked out well.
Well, I love that real world example. And thank you so much for sharing that with everybody. Because this is not really complicated, right?
So it's simple. You tell the man what you want. And if he can give it to you, bam. If he can't give it to you, move to the next guy.
Wow.
That's it.
I love that. So not being the cool woman. Okay, we don't want to do that. But how can a woman really stand out from the crowd when it comes to online dating? So is there anything that a man like you, someone who was ready for something substantial, for a real relationship, what were you looking for when you were looking for a partner online? How can someone stand out?
That's such a phenomenal question. And every man is different and every woman's different. But the one thing that remains constant is exactly this fine-tuned process of how you're going to stand out. And it is being extremely specific in who you are and explaining. And let me give you an example of that. Like, nothing drives me crazier than women that put adjectives describing themselves, like, I'm nice, I'm fun, I'm bubbly, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the heck that means.
The list.
Yeah, like, so nice can mean a gazillion things. Nice can mean, like, you know, I see a homeless guy, I give him $5. Or nice can mean I grab the homeless guy, I pick him up, I take him to Olive Garden, I buy him a chicken parmesan, I talk to him about career prospects, I walk him to class, and I get him a job, and I do this every week until he's owns an apartment. That's pretty nice.
Right.
So what I'm looking for on an online profile is tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And be wildly specific about your life. Like, go into what your typical Friday night looks like. Like, I get home from work at 6. So we know you're not a workaholic. I watch 2 episodes of Law and Order. I make miso salmon with brown rice. So we know you eat healthy and with Brussels sprouts. And then I go to bed at 11. I wake up, I run 6 miles.
You're so active.
See how specific that is?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know if the lifestyles can mesh, and if, like, even like as a runner, are you a 2 miler? Are you a 6 miler? Like, does that even mesh? Like, you really want to have that specificity, not like I go running. There's people that run like a mile, and then there's people that run like 20 miles. Like, which
right.
ballpark are you in?
So being able to share about you and your life and your lifestyle and not just making the list of qualities. I'm nice, I'm fun, I'm adventurous, I'm creative, whatever, but having examples of that so that it's inferred in what you're saying. And you're getting to know more about who the person is and not just this list that everybody's saying they're taking walks on the beach and they're nice and blah, blah, blah. Boring.
Mm-hmm. Wildly boring.
And you talked about your girlfriend and you gave the example that you were like, all right, I got this. And she said, wait, hey, whoa, slow down. We're not going there yet. Do you have any more tips for women about how to handle really coming across as a woman like that, a woman who should be taken seriously with, but still being approachable, you know, not feeling like, I've talked to some women and I remember one and she was talking about how she didn't even let the guy kiss her yet. And it had been, you know, it'd been more than a few dates and he was starting to lose interest. So what are the parameters? And maybe you have even some suggestions in terms of what to say so that a woman can really let the guy know, yeah, I am a sensual, sexual woman. I do have passion. I am hot, you know, whatever, but I do have boundaries. How do you have someone be captivated by who you are, but still show up with a way where you know what you want and you're not going to just, you know, have a roll in the hay, so to speak?
Great question. So since we're talking about sex, we'll keep rolling on it. So guy's trying to have sex with you and you're not ready, which is perfectly acceptable, but you really like the guy. You say, Mike, you are so sexy. And trust me, I kind of want to do this, but I don't have sex until I'm in a relationship. But trust me, it's pretty amazing when I am in a relationship. Anyway, why don't we get back to watching Karate Kid?
That is great. That, well, it's kind of similar to the story that you just told. This was the best day of my life. There's like some motivation there. It's like, oh, that sounds, I like that. That sounds really good. But you know, there's the interest there. It's just not going to happen right now.
Absolutely. So the key here is, I think the Star Wars movie is all about this word hope. And it's all about hope. The man needs hope that eventually at some point he's going to be able to get in there. And as long as there's hope and promise that eventually he'll stick it out if he likes you. So the key is like some sort of compliment with hope, like you are hot and this will happen when XYZ happens.
Just not now.
Not happening now. And that's it.
Okay, great. That's really helpful because I know a lot of women struggle with that and with talking about it. So any other tips, any last tips that you want to share about dating, anything you think we left out about how to get to that love in 90 days and not have a guy disappear on you or not commit? I do have, actually, a question's coming to me. So let's say that your woman's dating the guy, she's going along with it, but the guy's not stepping up and not committing. At what point should she just say, you know, I don't think this is going to work? How long should she hang in there?
So you're dating and then he never says, let's, you know, be my girlfriend.
Right.
So it depends on the frequency of the dates. If you're going like once a week for a while, I'd say somewhere between 60 and 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the procedure at 60 or 90 days, and I love this, is all you do is you say, Mike, I'm looking for a relationship. It would appear that you are not looking for a relationship. So even though you're fabulous, but since we're looking for different things, I'm out of here. And then you leave. You walk out. And if he is looking for a relationship, he's going to be like, Cammy, come back, come back. Yes, I want you. Please be my girlfriend, please. Or he's going to just let you walk out and you only wasted 60 or 90 days. And ladies, I beg of you, do this. It's hard to do. It sounds scary, but it is going to get you the best result ever. It's either one, going to get you a relationship immediately, or two, you don't waste any more freaking time with the wrong guy.
Yes.
And I'm so tired of women wasting time with the wrong guy. Every woman I talk to is looking for love, looking for marriage. Well, stop staying in crappy relationships. Go get the right one. Cammy and I are here to help. Like, we want you to fall in love, but you got to help yourself. Stop staying with these crappy guys.
Oh, I love your advice. Thank you. This is great. This is fantastic. So as we're coming to a close, because I'm just looking at the time and I want to be respectful of yours, anything that you want to say to close to support everyone who's been listening or watching?
Let's talk about ghosting. You asked me like 30 minutes ago and I really never answered. So I apologize.
Yes, that's okay.
It's so simple. Here's how you prevent ghosting. Don't have sex until monogamy or at least 6 dates plus. Reason being, the guy, like, I used to be a guy who was trying to have sex for part of my life. And if I maybe go 1, 2, maybe to date 3, if I didn't get laid by someone I didn't like by date 3, I promise you I was moving on to the next person that was easier. Because there was women that sometimes would same night, day 2, day 3, whatever. But there's no way I'm going to date 5, date 6, and beyond unless I'm like enamored by this woman and I'm like, oh my God, she is fabulous. Like, and once I'm at that point, and other men too, we don't mind waiting. If we're like, you are fabulous, like if we've got to wait to date 15, day 20, and we have amazing, great times with you and it's fun, let's do it. Absolutely. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like in doing that, that the woman is really, if the guy is still showing up and still hanging out, he's there because he thinks you have worth and you have value. And so to separate yourself out from someone who's just maybe, you know, looking for something casual. And this isn't, by the way, judgmental by any means. If that's something that someone wants to do, of course, you are a grown adult and you have choice. But we're just talking about if you're wanting to have a committed type of a partnership, that's what we're talking about. So knowing though what the competition is, that there are people doing different things, making different choices, but you just have to make the choice that's in alignment for what it is that you're seeking. So that's really great advice.
Thank you.
Really helpful. Because we only have the woman's perspective, you know, and our experience. Any closing words?
All right, last words. The key to making a man happy is giving him a roadmap to your heart. So, ladies, I know it would be absolutely amazing if he knew exactly what to do all the time. But unfortunately, it's not realistic for us. We're really stupid. Just tell us what you want. And you know what's amazing? Like, women are like, well, if I tell him what I want, I don't know if he actually cares about me. That's not true. If you tell him what you want and he delivers it, he still has the option to not do any of it. So if he puts in the effort, like if you say, I want to go to dinner, it would make me the happiest woman in the world if you took me to an Italian restaurant sometime. If he spends the time to research and find the most amazing Italian restaurant, he makes a reservation. He takes you there. He picks up the bill. He holds your chair. He helps you with your jacket. He holds the door. That's effort. He's doing it. Just appreciate him. And he's going to do it again and again when he receives that appreciation.
So asking for what you want and then watching to see if that invitation was accepted and then being appreciative when it is.
Absolutely.
Well, I know you have so much more. I feel like we've just scratched the surface. And you have a gift to offer today, with some more great information. So can you tell us about your free gift?
Yes. Oh, this is a good gift. I have a YouTube video on how to text men during the day, what to do and what not to do. It's meant for you guys. It is absolutely fabulous. But more so than that, I'm giving another free gift. So once you click that, I'm inviting you guys to come talk to me for 15 minutes. Now, the whole point of that session is to eventually work together. And I'm only offering one thing. My package is I'm going to get you love. I get 83% of my clients into a relationship. It is a big investment. So only sign up for the 15 minutes. If you're like, Mike, I want love. We're going to do it. Absolutely. And we'll talk about it. Oh, and it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to get everyone love. Cammy, we're getting people love today.
We are bringing it. Thank you so much, Mike. It's been fantastic having you here on the Ultimate Love Life Makeover. Appreciate you so much.
It has been a dream to be here. Cammy, you are fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you to all of you who are listening and watching. We really appreciate you being here with us for the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Summit. So after you take advantage of Mike's free gift, make sure that you check out the VIP package and you can listen back to today's session as much as you like. And also take advantage of all of the other content in the summit and own it forever. You can learn more below on the page, or you can go to ultimatelovelifemakeover.com/VIP. So thanks again for being a part of this. Thanks for being with us. And we look forward to being with you again for more of the Ultimate Love Life Makeover. Thanks so much. And take care. Bye-bye.